Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about family and money, usually a terrible combination, especially around the holidays. If you win one of those scratch-off tickets, a lot of people get them for the holidays. My family does it, put them in the stockings. You win a scratch-off ticket. And I'm not talking like you win the $1 million, but I'm talking like you do win like a large scratch-off. You look at the scratch-off ticket, look down, you scratch off all the numbers, and it's like, boom, you won $1,000. Hell yeah. Do you have to give a piece of that money to the person who gave you that as a gift, the scratch-off ticket? 314-531-9898. I was thinking about this because this is what we do. Like, my in-laws have always, like, hosted Christmas, and they would get all their kids, like, scratch-off tickets. And when we took over hosting for Christmas, we started doing that. We would buy scratch-off tickets for everybody. And, man, there's no other awkward feeling in the room than, like, you give someone a ticket, they scratch it off, and they win the money. What are you supposed to do? Like, hey, thanks for the scratch-off ticket. I just won $1,000. But is it that's their money, right?
Right.
The only way that you can expect money back is you have to, like, be precautionary with it. Like, before you give them the ticket, be like, hey, if you win big, we're splitting this, or I better get a cut.
Who says that before Christmas?
Everybody. I feel like every time I've ever seen anybody do scratch-offs, they're like, it's like funny. They're like, oh, you know, I'm splitting it with Uncle Reggie.
When people say that, they say it as a joke. Mm-hmm. And so you I don't think.
That's a contract of blood.
I mean that.
I think if you're with the person when they scratch it off and they win, and you're the person that gave it to them, yeah, I think you should get maybe a little bit of a cut. But I think if you give it to them like in a card and they open it and scratch it at a later date and win, then.
What?
Right.
So you're like, if you can secretly take the money?
I
think there's a cutoff. Like, if it's like $5,000 or less, it's yours. Like, if it's, because like,
oh, you think it's so
your
the
gift.
The
what
jackpot,
is the point?
The more you should.
There's no other gift in the history
of
gift
giving.
I feel
like the cutoff is like 500.
No. Because.
Maybe 1,000.
No, you get a text on that, right? Like,
I've never won anything like this.
Do you get tax on a scratcher?
I've only won like $20 on a scratcher. I've gotten a scratcher.
I'm kind of in my gambling era, so I think like taxes come at like $1,500 maybe.
Look at you. I've only won like $20 and they don't tax that on the scratch off tickets. But I know like if you win the Mega Millions, everyone talks about how much they take out in taxes. That's like a thing.
Google says you do get taxed on
scratchers. See, you get taxed on it. So I don't think you should have to cut people money until it's like $5,000. If you win a grand, you just sit there like puppy eyes, sad.
Oh, sorry.
Damn, that person just won $1,000 off that scratch-off ticket I gave him. And like, you're good for Christmas gifts for next year or something.
Right, right. But I get that, but it's good karma, I think. That's part of it. But I do agree with Hannah. I think it's very much like the Trivia Night rules on the 50-50. Where, you know, you need to tell right away, we don't want you to give this back.
Correct.
Who does this?
I guess it is a gift. It's a gift.
When they opened up their stockings, I did not once yell, hey, anyone who's doing the scratch-off thing, I get it.
You know, like, the possibility of it being a lot of money, and you gave it anyway. So I take it all back. All the money is yours.
Thank you. Okay.
No.
Okay. Where are we at with this? Has anyone ever won from a scratch-off ticket more than $20? Because it seems like no one in the room has. And then what is the policy with friends and family? Do they all get a cut? Does the person who gave you that ticket get like 20%, 50-50 split? 314-531-9898. You win on the scratch-off lottery ticket. How do you divide up the money? Is it all yours? Still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Let's talk about winning the lottery. I wish. One of my things my family does, and I think a lot of families do this for the holidays, they hand out scratch-off tickets. It's kind of fun, stocking stuffer. And if you do this and somebody wins, like you give someone a scratch-off ticket and they win like a, not like the $1 million, but like they win a decent amount, $500,000, $5,000 on a scratch-off ticket. I don't know anyone who's ever won like crazy amount. If that's you, how do you divvy up the money? Is it all yours? Do you have to give a kickback to the person who gave it to you as a gift? 314-531-9898. For me, we bought them for my in-laws and family and stuff like they came to town. I wouldn't expect a kickback. Like, that's their money. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, damn, why'd they get that ticket? But Hannah thinks you got it. Like, you're supposed to announce it and make... like, have a conversation.
I mean, yeah, you got to set your boundaries before.
Yeah, and I think the kickback basically keeps everybody kind of happy, and this will continue. Like, oh, hey, you know what? If we actually win on one of these, I might get some money.
So sure. If you won $1,000, Kevin, what kickback would you give to the person who gave that to you as a gift?
I don't know, probably like 50 bucks.
50's fair, like something.
You know, I think
something.
That's a good amount.
You should get
something. I think that would feel insulting.
I know, that's like so little.
What?
It's not like,
I thought you were going to say like 500.
I thought he was going to throw like 10%, 20%.
If you don't want my $50, then you get nothing.
Yeah,
bye.
I mean, come on. It only cost you two.
Mm-hmm.
Here's 50.
You still came
what
out
is
on top.
I just don't get
maybe
it.
Maybe reimburse them for how much the scratcher costs, like $2.
Did anyone give somebody an air fryer saying, can I come to your house and use your air fryer? Like, what are you talking about? Like, this is a gift you gave them, and then if they use it in just so you know, if you give someone a scratch-off ticket and they don't win, it is a useless gift. You gave them a piece of paper. So they finally won something.
I gave them a dream, Brett. Yeah.
You won something. Okay, you're going to give me mine back? Like, you don't do that for your sweater you just bought them? Hey, I know I got you that sweater, but I get to wear it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Like, what kind of gift is this? You gave them a gift.
You set a boundary. Say, I'll give this to you if.
Okay, like, hey, Hannah, when you open, like, that Lego set I gave you for the holidays, you and I could split it, okay?
Okay.
What are people saying on the text line? I'm clearly right, probably.
No. Danny texted in and said, in our family, we give lottery tickets for every occasion instead of actual cards, and we do what Hannah said. If we win over $100, we split. That's just the rule.
Oh, they split. Wow.
Dang. They split it 50-50?
That's their rule, and I like that.
It's communist family.
Another text said, that's the risk you take when you give a scratch-off as a gift. It's a gift, no take-backs.
Yeah.
That's also why I refuse to give scratch-offs as a gift. I'll be mad if someone wins on a scratch-off I bought, but I would not expect them to give me any of the cut.
Yeah. If you know you're going to be mad by not getting any money, you should not be giving that as a gift.
Right. If you are giving them a gift and expect, like, and you don't, like, you literally are cheering for them to lose.
But also, if you... If you're going to say you wouldn't be a little bit upset, like deep down, not upset, but like, damn.
Yeah, disappointed.
Like, you're lying to yourself.
I wouldn't ever be like, I'm never getting anybody a scratch off in case they win. Like, what? Come on.
I would be mad if Alex won the lottery, you won the Mega Millions, and you just quit this job, like, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. I would be kind of bitter. Like, damn, why did Alex win the Mega Millions? Too? But I wouldn't want him to get, I wouldn't expect him to give me money just because I'm sitting in the room and handed you a scratch off.
I mean, if I won Mega Millions and you bought me the ticket, I'd cut you in a little bit, at least.
$50.
Yeah, $50. That's about all the limit we can go.